you now that there's three pages. Okay.
Hello?
This is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. It's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Well, I'm hoping that you have some answers for me.
So am I.
The information you keep sending out to me is completely different than the other 40 or 50,000 companies that are trying to lend us money.
I see.
On the face, it looks like you guys are the same, but it says on yours that you have uncollateralized loans for up to 3 years.
Yes, that is correct. We do unsecured cash loans.
So let me tell you what we've been doing. In September of 15, I've been working for this company for like 2 years, this gentleman, and he decided he wanted to sell his business. He still owns the one he has in Atlanta, Georgia, but this is in Utah. And it's an eBay and an Amazon business, okay? So we buy wholesale, usually truckloads from liquidation.com and Genco and Bifusion and, you know, all over the place. And we bring it in here, we test it, we list it on eBay and Amazon. Well, we'd get product that we really couldn't sell on eBay and Amazon, and we were in a warehouse setting where there wasn't really a storefront, and so people had come in occasionally, and we had an outdoor yard that was all fenced in, and people could go out there and find stuff, but whenever it rained or whenever we had bad weather, then it obviously just destroyed merchandise. Well, that was the previous owner, so when we moved over here, we moved into a building, but we lease it. So we don't have any, we don't have anything for collateral other than the fact that we have retail $5.6 million worth of inventory. Wholesale, which is the way we sell it on eBay and Amazon, obviously we don't get retail out of it. We're probably at about $2.4 million. And if we take the formula that my accounting firm does for us, we're looking at about $1.2 million worth of inventory. It's probably what we actually get when push comes to shove.
Okay.
You might sell something 1 week on eBay for $20, and the next week you'll sell the same item for $40, so the next week you might sell it for $30. So the end result varies, considerably varies. You know, and if and even if you sell it for $60 and it costs you $50 to ship it, what's your true profit?
Yeah.
And so using all that formula and putting it all together with 3 years of history, only a year of which, though, has been with this company that I'm that me and my brother own.
Okay.
So we've only owned it since September 11th of 2015.
Okay.
And we've used position loans to build our business because all we ever had was collateral. Now, we originally applied for a loan and got approved at a bank for a loan on for about $250,000.
Okay.
For an inventory loan. And we were supposed to close one morning, and all of a sudden, because one of the partner's wives was in Australia burying her mother, the company that we were trying to do it with was a mom and pop shop bank, and they just they didn't want to take a magistrate's signature. They don't have, notary-type programs over in Australia. It's a whole different thing you have to do.
Gotcha.
So they didn't want to hassle with it, so they pulled the plug on the loan. So instead, we've been doing position loans in order to get our growth.
Okay.
So that's so I have three positions right now, and let's just say off the cuff that they're valued at about $150,000 or $160,000. Okay, I'm paying $25,000 a month if you count the daily payment in payments. Never been late, ever been late.
Okay,
but the $25,000, even though it facilitated getting regular gondola, those are like the shelves. I don't know if you know what gondola is, but if you walk into a Walmart or you walk into a Target or something like that, that's the shelf that all the product's on.
Okay. Okay.
Okay? So we brought in Gondola and made it so we could have a storefront. So customers can actually walk in and shop our product that we don't necessarily want to ship out because it costs too much to ship. So now instead of just eBay and Amazon, we also have a storefront. We also advertise on Craigslist, so that drives a lot of our traffic within our store. So our business model is a what do you call it? When I go online to apply for funding, it asks me what kind of store I have. And you can say used merchandise, but then we also have new merchandise. So I'd say second time around, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
But we have merchandise that we sell in our store that has been either returned or shelf pulls from a retail entity. So like right now I have 250 patio sets, six-piece patio set by the time you had the table and the cart. So six-piece patio sets that are brand new, $500 at Sam's Club. You know, that's how much they sold them for, $499 at Sam's Club. So we have product like that. We have brand new Golfman product. I have 1.6 million retail in Golfman product. Of course, we cut that in half and then cut it in half again. So we're only counting, when we go to apply for a loan at an institution, we're only counting 25% of the retail value as the value for the loan, and then they turn around and cut that in half before they determine what they'll loan on it. So,
okay,
you know, out of that 1.6 million, I'm only counting it as 400,000, and then they're turning around and cutting it in half again to make it worth, say, 200,000 in loanability, which, you know, if we were to have, you know, a continual parking lot sale on Golfman products, or market it to golf courses or something like that, we would get a lot more than 25 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
This arm brace, for example, that we have for $26.99, it's $54 online at a golf shop, and it's $45 on Amazon. So, yes, we have this product listed on Amazon, and we sell it. But what we need right now is we need the stranglehold that we're having right now and paying $25,000 a month in position loans that brought us the growth that we have. Mind you, we're doing between $25,000 and $30,000 a month out of our storefront, which didn't exist with our Amazon and eBay sales. Understand that when we first bought this business, we didn't do the storefront.
I see. So what are you guys doing per month? What are you guys doing per month between the eBay and Amazon side of the business?
It varies. It's between 50 and 70, 75,000
a month.
What we really want to do, though, is we want to continue to do that, but we'd really like to position ourselves in such a manner that we can bring in a little bit more fixturing and Gondola and set our shop up to be a little, we still want to do Amazon and eBay, but we want to increase our presence in the other area, because the 25,000 we're getting out of store sales, we don't pay shipping, we don't pay handling, we don't pay eBay fees, we don't pay Amazon fees, we don't pay, I mean, if I sell a tile saw online for $150, by the time I ship it to the customer, I may get, you know, $80, but then you've got the eBay fees and the Amazon fees, so then I'm looking at probably $60, maybe $50 is what I'm making on that product.
I see.
And that's not taking into consideration the cost of goods. When you take into consideration how much the goods cost me, right up front, I pay for these truckloads. They're not donated goods. This isn't a Salvation Army or a Habitat for Humanitarian Aid. So I'm paying for these goods up front for the product. It ranges from 10 to 40% of retail. And the reason I use those numbers instead of the actual numbers is because they inflate the retail on the invoices that they, when they set it this price, they'll say, okay, here's a truckload and it's worth $120,000. When you actually look at it, it's not worth $120,000. It's more worth $80,000.
I see.
Okay, so taking all that into consideration, I have a formula that figures out from Cooper Norman, which is an accounting firm here, a formula that I figure out what our true cost of goods are in comparison to what the normal would be because of all the salvage. I mean, we get product that we just end up throwing away, obviously,
mm-hmm.
as we turn to that store. But we might get 10 lights and be able to make 6 good ones out of them of the same kind, and then we turn around and sell them. Does that make sense? So I'm trying to give you, I know I'm rambling a little bit, but I'm trying to give you a full focus of exactly. I've been in retail for 35 years.
Okay.
And so I understand the business, but me and my brothers only own this one for 15 months.
Okay. So are you and your brother 50-50 then on the ownership?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, how much capital were you looking to bring on and kind of what were you going to use it for? Did you have a big shipment coming up you were looking to take advantage of? Just trying to get a scope there of what the need is coming up for you.
To tell you the truth, right now, if we were to get capital, I'd want some more fixturing, which is going to cost us about $20,000. And then I'd want to consolidate those three positions so they don't exist.
Okay.
I don't want those to exist. So if I was able to get $250,000 right now, I'd eliminate those three positions, I'd buy that gondola, and then I'd put the rest of the money in the bank for working capital.
Okay.
Meaning that so I can buy loads that I want to go after. For example, I could go after a hardware load right now, but when it gets out of my bidding range based on my current cash flow, so I might have $5,000 in the bank, and once it goes above $5,000 that I have available to make purchases. Once it goes above $5,000, then I can't bid anymore.
I gotcha.
And is it worth more than $5,000? Yes, of course it is, because the person that buys that load will probably make $50,000 off it.
I gotcha.
Because of the product that it is. And so right now we're buying merchandise, but we're buying merchandise that has a lower value, so we have to turn it really fast. If I get a load today, which I'm supposed to get a load today, it's worth about $60,000 retail. We'll process it by Tuesday of next week. If anything that goes on eBay and Amazon, it'll be a week before we get the money. So we've got to look at it and say, well, am I going to get $25,000 to $30,000 within 2 week period of time? Because it, you know, we test it, so it takes us about 72 hours, 3 days to process that much.
Okay. What would you say your average turnover time is between these units that you're bringing in on average? I mean, are you able to flip these within a few weeks? Or are you sometimes holding on to these products for a few months? What's kind of your turnover ratio?
No. Well, it depends on the product, obviously. I would say our turns, as far as the dollar value turns, are within 2 weeks, absolutely.
Okay.
No question about it. So the product I bought, see, I didn't get any product last week, and I haven't gotten any product this week until today. And yet we've done $26,000 worth of business.
Okay.
So we're selling off product that we already had here. But some of that product may have been here 2 months. Some of that product may have been here in the last shipment. Some of the product we listed last week. So has sold because we put it online, we sold it, and we've shipped it out already. And so it all depends on the goods. Like we received 90 ceiling fans, and then the last week we sold 70. But we already had like 60 ceiling fans from previous orders. So we added 60 to the 90, so 150 ceiling fans, and now we've sold 70 or 80 of those or 90 of those this last 10 days. And so are we turning our inventory? We are.
Mm-hmm.
But then the chandeliers that we got in on that load, they could be here until a contractor walks in my shop and says, you know, I'm doing this. I need three of these. and then they're gone, and they're like $399 ceiling or chandeliers, and they'll come in and say, I need these, and of course he's a contractor, so I'll probably end up selling those to him for $150 a piece instead of $399 retail. But I only paid probably $50 for them.
Wow, I like the margins you were able to get on these products. It sounds like you guys have definitely got the business model down.
That all depends on what kind of condition they're in. So it may be that I actually only paid $30 or $40 for them, but because I got eight in and there were only six that weren't defective, or I was only able to make six good ones, then I'm taking those eight and timesing that out and then dividing it by six, and that's where I'm getting my $40 or $50 from.
Okay.
But then I might be sitting on that product. So like right now, a lot of the plumbing loads that we get have tubs on them. It's the way they get rid of the tubs they don't want. So they'll attach, you know, 3 to 6 tubs on a plumbing load, and I'll get in maybe 100 faucets. Well, I process all those faucets, and they're gone. I mean, if I get faucets, they're processed, and we have the money within 14 days. Just
okay.
No question about it. They come, and they go, and they're gone. But I'm sitting on, right now, I probably have 80 or 90 tubs, and even though I sell 2 or 3 a week, because they're always attached onto something else,
yeah,
I get an accumulation of tubs, which, you know, I really don't want to do, but I do.
Yeah.
So, and so then you have to say, okay, well, how am I going to get rid of these tubs? We advertise them on Craigslist. We sell them for $50.
Mm-hmm.
So the margin on the tubs is probably, I don't know, 50%. Well, I probably paid $25 for that tub, and I'm selling it for $50. Whereas
okay.
if I didn't have so many, I've sold tubs for as much as $150.
Wow. Okay. I get the range there that you're working with. I mean, this is definitely something that we'll be able to help you out with, you know, and with the unsecured loan, it really allows you actually to just pretty much use it forever you see fit. So if these opportunities are arising, it allows you to take advantage of it immediately. As far as you and your brother, how would you guys rate your guys' credit? Are you guys good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My brother's is above 700.
Okay.
4 years ago, I lost a home during the crash. I lost a home. So mine's, last time I checked, the last guy that called me and ran my, the unit that he was using, or the source that he was using, said mine was around 625.
Okay.
But then I got a call yesterday from somebody, an alert that says, hey, your credit score's getting hammered. You're currently at 500, and I go, why? I'm not late on anything, unless they finally, after 5 years, realize the foreclosure on my home. I don't know how long it takes for that to be expunged.
Yeah,
but I've been told that my credit's between 6 and 650.
Okay.
One of the sources has me as high as 676. But Expedia, is it Expedia or Experian or whatever it is?
Yeah, Experian's the one we pull through. Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, that they have me the lowest. And I don't know why. I've been paying religiously on my student loans for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Auto-paying, so it automatically comes out, so I don't have those.
No, I mean, the good news, too, with the working capital is it's mostly based off your top-line revenue. We just make sure we run credit just to make sure there's no tax liens or anything like that against you. But did you know what your guys' top... Do you know what your guys' top-line revenue was last year for the business?
You mean the gross sales?
Yeah, top-line, before any deductions or anything like that, depreciation.
It was over $1 million. 1.6, I think. 1.06, so about $1,060,000.
Okay, right around $1 million.
The last
12
month period.
Okay, yeah.
Because last year, we didn't own this business, personally own it, for the entire 2015 year. So I can tell you what we did from September to December, and then we have this year where we've done between $60,000 and $115,000 each month. And
okay.
When I look at our sales for this year, ending, I mean, we started in September and finished in September.
Mm-hmm.
We do a if we do a year like that, then it's a little over $1 million.
Okay, it definitely looks like you guys have the cash flow there. We'll definitely have some programs available for you. As far as getting just the approval process going, it's actually very straightforward. It's just a simple one-page application. Did you guys file 2015 taxes, or how did that work?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you have that,
yeah,
and then it's just...
Yeah, we had to, and we have the business one, and also... Now, understand that we just opened the business, so the business is going to show a huge loss. We expect it to show that. In fact, the accountants, we told them we'd fire them and find someone else if they have us making money, because we're not really taking any owner's equity at all. We're not taking disbursements. We're not taking any dividends or anything like that.
Okay.
Because we're building the business. Understand, when we bought this business, it had $200,000 worth of inventory, and now it has over $1 million worth of inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our growth has been tied up in what we'd consider assets.
Yeah.
And so when you look at our business taxes, it's going to show a $77,000 loss last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll probably show a loss this year. But you'll notice that it's all because of
yeah, I mean,
instead of buying a forklift, we leased it. So the whole lease payment is tax deductible.
Uh-huh.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that,
so it doesn't
that's,
show that we own. You know what I'm saying? And so
yeah, no, as long as you're showing the cash flow, the only other part that we'll need is 6 months of your most recent bank statements. That's really what we want to see. And if you're generating the cash flow that you say, we'll definitely have some capital available there for you. Do you have current balances there on the three positions that you have?
Obviously, it changes daily. I can give you a pretty close estimate. And if we're moving forward, and, you know, if you guys look at what we have and say, yeah, we can definitely do something for you, then I've talked to all three positions, and all three positions allow me to get a 6 to 10% discount on the remaining balance if it's paid off.
Okay, 6
to
10%.
Obviously, if we paid off, then it's going to be a little bit less, not much. I mean, 6%, that's not a lot.
It's something,
I mean,
though.
Maybe $3,000 or $5,000, something like that. But
okay.
The main thing is if you send me that application, I can send you those six bank statements. I have them available. Let's see, May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah, I have six because it goes back. My online availability goes back 6 months. And so
Perfect.
I won't be able to get May's. But this month right now, I could go in and send you May, June, July, August, September, and October.
That's exactly what we'll need. Is the email I have on file, it's woodysbestvalue@hotmail.com. Is that the best email for you? Was there a personal one that you had?
Well, the personal one's easier for me to access, and it also has all my information already there because I've obviously done this before.
Okay, what's that email there for?
K.W. Woodhouse. @gmail.com.
@gmail. Okay, so I have the letter k.w.woodhouse@gmail.com.
That's correct, sir.
Perfect. I will give me a few minutes here. I'll get an email going right now. It'll just summarize everything that we'll need to get the approval process going. Is this something that you think you could get back to me today, or will you need the weekend there to put it all together?
It all depends on what you need.
Okay.
I mean, I can get you the statements immediately. I can get them within the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
I can also send you the statements from my merchant bank, meaning our in-house receipts that shows how much money we're getting.
Do you take credit cards then as payments?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then, yeah, definitely send 4 months of your most recent merchant statements. That'll help tremendously with the
PayPal
approval process.
Too, you know?
Okay.
I mean, we get PayPal, all of our payments to... All our payments to eBay go directly into PayPal, and so there's all those receipts. But the bank statements are going to show accumulation of all of it.
Okay.
The only biggest difference is going to be is before the money's put in my bank, Merchant Bank takes out their fees. PayPal takes out their fees. So
I gotcha.
You're not seeing the total gross. You're seeing the net.
Mm-hmm.
So what goes into the bank is the net amount of money that goes into the bank in comparison to what our gross sales are, because the deposited amount from the merchant bank already takes out their fees.
Gotcha.
The deposited amount from PayPal already takes out those fees.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I will, I'll get this email going right now and list everything out. I'll maybe follow up with you here just at the end of the day to make sure you received it and if you had any questions. And we'll just kind of take this one step at a time. And as soon as we're able to get all the paperwork over, get you submitted to underwriters and see what kind of approvals we'll have for you.
Okay.
All right, Wayne. It was great talking to you. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.